patient name, Mariana, spelled M-A-R-I-A-A-N-A. Last name, DeLeon, D-E-L-E-O-N. Date of birth, 2/19 of 97. Date of service, 11/3 of 22. Well, this is a 25-year-old female patient. Here, presenting with a fever of 103. She also has a cough, body aches, runny nose. These symptoms started yesterday. Patient is brought in today for evaluation. Patient also has two other sisters who have tested positive for influenza type A. Period to paragraph. No other issues brought forth. This patient has a rich medical history. She has, by way of medical history, seizure disorder, chromosomal disorder as well. Current medications multiple. However, they did not bring copies of them. They're in the chart and reviewed. Period to paragraph, surgical history. She has had several procedures. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period to paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure not obtained, pulse 150. Going down to 112 in the exam room. She gets easily excited. She does not communicate well. Respiration 16. Temperature is 103.2. Oxygenation 95% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Period, new paragraph. Patient, once again, with a chromosomal disorder and seizure disorder. She does not communicate. Mom seems to understand her pretty well, but she is resistant toward any type of close encounter. It's difficult to listen to her her heart and lungs, although I was successfully able to do so today. It was a little bit more difficult in assessing her throat area. She resisted opening her mouth and cooperating with that part of the exam today. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is and obviously handicapped. She needs assistance in walking. She is diapered, once again, due to the seizure and chromosomal disorder. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Right eye, she is blind. She does see out of the left eye. Opacity seen on the right eye. All of this has been evaluated by specialty years ago. Period, new paragraph. Ears, there is no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area, there is mild erythema visualized. There is no strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, tachycardic, once again, it was 112 to 115 in the room. Positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs, clear to auscultation. She has good breath sounds bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Remainder of this exam was unremarkable. By way of labs, she did test positive for influenza type A. Period, new paragraph. Due to her abnormal gait through the chromosomal disorder, this patient is also seen by specialty care as well and under their care primarily. Period, new paragraph. Due to the flu, diagnosis, influenza type A, patient will get Tamiflu per weight protocol twice a day for 5 days. Period, new paragraph. Cough, Bromfed DM, 7.5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough, number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. We've also given Motrin, 100 per 5 ml, to be treated in the office here for a temperature of 103 today. Mom has been admonished to use Motrin and or Tylenol alternating, push fluids, make sure she gets plenty of rest, and if there's any question about her recovering, definitely bring her back to our clinic or a call, and she has also been encouraged to use the emergency room if she has any increase in her symptoms.